You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
With a looming deadline, Congress has been working today to avoid a partial shutdown of Homeland Security operations.
The Senate passed a bill earlier that would have funded the department and keep funding for President Obama's immigration changes, which has been the sticking point.
Well, that bill passed the Senate easily. All eyes are now in the House, where many Republicans have vowed to reject that Senate bill. One possible outcome could be a short-term funding package that saves the debate for next month. With us now is Lauren Fox, a staff correspondent for National Journal, who's been on the Hill covering this issue. Lauren, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So this one has been a moving target throughout the day today. What is the latest news on this Homeland Security funding?
Well, the House of Representatives is upstairs right now as we speak, voting on legislation. Essentially, what we'll see in the next few minutes is whether they are willing to move forward with a short-term continuing resolution. At the moment, that looks to be the option on the table from the House of Representatives. But Democrats are whipping against that, and House Speaker John Boehner, it's unclear if he has the votes from his own conference to move forward. As we know, in the past, getting enough Republican votes has been a stumbling block at times for the House.
So this short-term funding bill wouldn't tackle the sticking point for Republicans, President Obama's executive action on immigration. Is that right?
Correct. And the thinking here is that with a little more time, this might have more time to play out in the courts. And maybe that would take a little pressure off Capitol Hill to solve this issue. That's what I heard from Congressman Tom Cole from Oklahoma. He was making the point, basically defending leadership's decision to do a short-term stopgap resolution. Because a lot of us here on the Hill are wondering, well, if we don't deal with this now, what will the outcome be in 3 weeks? Will anything really have changed politically?
So I guess there's some kind of vote hustling going on. Speaker Boehner hoping to have enough votes from Republicans, even if he loses some of the conservatives who are against this, and some votes from Democrats to make up the difference?
Exactly. And I mean, I think Nancy Pelosi is urging her members not to get on board with this short-term funding bill. The thinking is that maybe House Speaker John Boehner wouldn't be able to get the votes alone, and then Democrats might have more leverage to get that full funding bill that passed out of the Senate this morning.
And so on the Senate side, has there been any indication of whether Republicans in the Senate, I guess Democrats in the Senate, would bring that short-term plan to a vote if it comes to them from the House?
Yeah, Senator Chuck Schumer said that that was an emergency last-ditch option that Democrats would entertain. So it appears that there might be some ability and breathing room to avoid a shutdown. But again, you know, 3 weeks isn't a lot of time. What will happen in terms of the politics? These sticking points are still going to continue to exist between Republicans wanting to defund the president's executive action and Democrats standing firm against that. Those battle lines aren't going to change over 3 weeks. I think that's what's really interesting about the short-term bill. A lot of Republicans are saying, look, it's time to move on. We want to continue governing. We want to be able to prove that we have the propensity to govern like we promised on the campaign trail in 2014.
And something like that is what passed in the Senate earlier, right? They passed what has been called a clean bill, allowing, a year of funding for Homeland Security and not tackling this immigration thing?
Through September, yes. The argument basically being that this is up for the courts to decide now. The president's made an unconstitutional move, is what Republicans would tell you. But the courts are ultimately going to be the ones to decide. You know, Mitch McConnell is very pragmatic. He doesn't want the Republican Party heading into a presidential cycle in 2016 being blamed for a partial government shutdown.
Now, that word shutdown has been controversial among some Republicans, including Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who say, okay, yeah, some people will be furloughed. Most, all vital services, people show up to work. They won't be paid until this is resolved. It isn't really a shutdown, so maybe we shouldn't be too scared about going over the brink. Is there a lot of sympathy for that line of reasoning?
Well, it's interesting. I was at the CPAC yesterday, which is a conservative political convention held outside of Washington, D.C., and I was speaking with some members who were there and some attendees who were there, and they made a very similar argument. Look, they're not worried about a government shutdown. They're more worried about the president's executive action, which kind of shows you John Boehner's position here in Congress, which is that base voters don't care as much about a Department of Homeland Security partial shutdown, especially because TSA agents still have to show up to work, border agents still have to show work, and they are about the president exerting his executive authority and, as they see it, changing the immigration law.
And is that leading to tensions among Republicans, some thinking along those lines, challenging this executive action is the most important thing from our base, others looking to general elections for the Senate, for the House, for the presidency, for that matter, in 2016, saying we don't want to be the party that gets the word shutdown labeled on it?
Exactly. I think this is sort of the fundamental divide between conservative Republicans in the House of Representatives, who are going to go back to districts where they're completely safe from anything but maybe a primary challenger, and the difference between them and folks who, like Ron Johnson, are up for re-election in 2016 and might have a more difficult time if the government shuts down. I think the optics of that can be very difficult to weather, although some would tell you that in October of 2013, there was a government shutdown, and look who won the majority in the Senate in 2014, just over a year later. It was the Republicans. Some would tell you that maybe they don't have the political consequences that strategists might want to scare Republicans into thinking they have.
Are there Republicans, especially in the House, looking back at Eric Cantor losing in a surprise primary challenge and thinking, I don't want that to be me, so I'm going to go ahead with this challenge to the president?
Well, I think that there's a little bit of a divide about whether or not Eric Cantor's loss was really related to him not being conservative enough on immigration, or whether it might have just been a disconnection with the district. But certainly a primary challenge is always a fear for a lot of these members of Congress who are going back to very conservative districts. It's why so many of these hardliners in the Republican Party hold their positions against the president. They're not willing to take a chance on a primary challenge.
So some observers have said, pointed out that Speaker Boehner, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell haven't been talking much directly on this, saying there's a rift is maybe a strong word, but some mismatch in their respective strategies. Are you seeing any signs of that?
Well, certainly, I think there's always been tension between the Senate and the House of Representatives. And while I do think a little bit of Boehner's statement that he hadn't spoken with McConnell in 2 weeks, he said that on Wednesday morning during a conference meeting, was aimed at ensuring his confreres that he wasn't making a backroom deal with Mitch McConnell. The other side of this is there's tension between these two houses. There always have been, even when the Democrats were in control of the Senate, Republicans in control of the House. But some of those tensions haven't evaporated just because Republicans control all of Capitol Hill. There is a little bit of tension between McConnell trying to explain to Republicans in the House, look, I'm still short the 60-vote threshold to overcome a lot of filibusters here. I'm going to need to be working with more moderate legislation than you guys are in the House of Representatives, where you have a very strong majority. So I think there's a little bit of tension there. There's a little bit of tension about who gets to sort of determine the playing rules here. We saw Mitch McConnell moving forward with his clean DHS bill, and then House Speaker John Boehner not coming forward with a full DHS funding bill, but just this 3-week bill. So I think there's certainly a little bit of tension developing there.
Is there thought at the back of everyone's mind here, or maybe at the front, of the much sought after Hispanic voter in this country after the 2012 elections? Republicans, one of their laments after losing in the presidential race was we need to do more to reach out to Hispanic voters. President Obama's seen some pretty good numbers with them lately. Is that a part of the debate on people's minds here?
Well, I think in the House of Representatives, it's much less present on the tops of minds of Republican congressmen, and that's because so many of their districts contain so few minority voters. This isn't a major issue for them. This isn't something that they've had to worry much about. But in the Senate, it's become a much more important issue for many voters or many members who are on the fence. I mean, we've seen the way that Senator Jeff Flake has voted, the way that Senator John McCain has been talking about this issue. Certainly for members who come from states with high Hispanic populations, these issues, you know, they're much more difficult to navigate around. They're much more careful about how they talk about these issues.
So as you said, the House is voting on this short-term extension. It would then go to the Senate. Is the thought that they're going to actually get this thing done by midnight tonight?
It's possible. I mean, I think I'll have to run back upstairs and literally look at the voting counter right now. But I mean, I think it's possible that this could get done before midnight. If the House fails to pass a short-term CR, certainly this is back in limbo, and we'll be watching closely for that.
All right, Lauren, I'll let you run back upstairs right now. Thank you so much
for
joining us today.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Bye.
That's Lauren Fox, staff correspondent for the National Journal.